My name is Scott Carter. I am 59 years old. Today is January 8th, 2020. I'm speaking with my wife, Kathy, who is 59 years old. And we are recording in Schaumburg, Illinois at 2020 American Beekeeping Federation Conference.
How did you get into beekeeping?
I was introduced to beekeeping by an elderly lady who wanted to keep bees on her property for honey for her to eat.
What is your specialty?
I consider myself a honey producer.
Okay, what lessons have been beekeeping taught you?
Beekeeping has taught me lots of lessons. The most is to be steadfast and I guess to be stubborn. Keep going. Don't give up so easily.
And to learn how important it is to keep bees alive.
Yes.
Do you have any favorite beekeeping stories?
Favorite beekeeping stories? Oh, when I did something really stupid and I got stung 200 times, that was fun.
Any other ones?
Yes. The first time that I saw bees in a swarm on the ground and collected them in a box, I actually watched them march into the box. That was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen from an insect.
Okay. How has beekeeping industry has changed since you started beekeeping? And how have those changes affected you personally?
Beekeeping industry is always changing. It's a constant thing. And trying to keep up with that has been a real challenge. Learning all the different pesticides that are used and how to use treatments for varroa. And it's just so much. Right down to how honey is judged. I mean, everything about it is changed, and nothing seems to stay the same in beekeeping.
So that really hasn't changed. How has those changes affect you personally?
Just made me be able to adapt to different situations.
Okay. Can you tell me when the first time that you opened up a beehive and your earliest memory of bees and beekeeping?
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
The first time I opened up a beehive, I was living in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And opened a package of bees and installed them, not knowing what I was doing at all. And they lived for 3 years, and I did well. I didn't get any honey from them, but because I didn't know what I was doing. The fascination from seeing the bees and was enough to keep me going all these years.
What do you hope the world looks like for bees in 10 years, 20, 30, 40, 50?
I have, with the tropolylaps and the varroa mite battles going on, it doesn't look too good to me. And because I live in a highly industrial area in the country there in Illinois, where lots of farming and pesticides to deal with. I don't have big hopes for the honeybee, but I mean, it seems like everything is stacked against them. And it just seems like it's getting worse and worse instead of getting better and better.
The honeybee has a lot of struggles to stay alive.
Yes.
Because of all the pesticides.
Yes.
Around us.
But it's kind of a faith thing. You kind of have to have faith that the Lord put into those bees what they need to survive all this stuff. So all we can do is try to help them as much as we can and hope for the best.
Okay. Who has been the most important part in your life? Can you tell me about that person?
The most important person?
Your mentor, your whoever.
Oh, well, as far as my mentor would be Larry Roth. He's been my best friend for a number of years now.
He's taught you a lot.
And has taught me a lot about life and bees and... it was funny, I was supposed to teach him about deer hunting, and he was supposed to teach me about bees, and I think I got the better end of this deal.
And you went on to study for your degree in becoming a master beekeeper. Can you tell you how, explain how you learn all about the bee hop?
Yes, I've been studying bees now for about 3 years through the Midwest Master Beekeeping Program, and I am now a journeyman master beekeeper, and I hope to finish this program and become a master beekeeper at one time, but still a couple more years yet to go. It says here, do you plan on retiring? No, I'm already pretty much retired. I don't have a whole lot of time to finish stuff, but we just keep going and see how far we can go with it.